It is good to see you all today. I've enjoyed getting to visit with you last week. And happy to stand before you now. I have been very busy with Elder Charles and all of the other brethren. As we have had Bible teachings every day for the past week, we're very tired, but we pray that God would give us strength to preach to you the gospel again today.
Amen.
Do you know Job?
Where are you?
Have you read Job's problem? Have you read in the Bible the book of Job?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you know that Job had a problem. His first problem was that he was touched by Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Satan took away his goods, and he took away all of his family. And the only one that was left was his wife. And she told him to curse God and die. Job was in a bad shape.
Mm.
But Job had three friends. And they were good friends.
Mm.
Did you know that they came and sat with Job for 7 days? Because they could see his grief. That's a good friend. Someone that would sit silent with you and grieve with you for 7 days. That's the best thing they could have done for Job. Job's problems began when they began to speak to him. That's why they're called the miserable comforters. Because they told Job that there was something wrong with him. And Job said that God is in the heavens. And he's done whatsoever he pleased. And all these things, he did not curse God or charge God foolishly. But his friends kept on telling him that there was something wrong in him that caused these grievous things to come upon him. And Job began to try to justify himself. That there's nothing that I did to cause this. And they kept on wearing him out. And he got to the point where he said, I want to contend with God. I want to stand before him and plead my case. And he said in chapter 9, he asked a question. Then Job answered and said,
9
and 1. I know it is of it is so of a truth. But how should man be just with God?
Chapter 9, 1 and 2.
It is a great question. Job knew that man would stand just before God But he did not know how it was going to happen.
Yes.
He did not know how man was going to be able to be standing just before God. You know what just means, right? It means to be declared righteous. How can a man be just with God? Job goes on through this whole chapter talking about how great God is, how he spread out the stars, how the things that he does is mighty. He says, if he will contend with him, he cannot answer him one of a thousand. Talking about man.
Amen.
Talking about man contending with God.
Madek wacho niya, kada inyalo yudo kinde mar piemi kode gi wach, to onyalo penji penjo gana gi gana, ma ng'ato ok nyal duoko.
And he's talking about God now.
Number 4.
Mm-hmm. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who hath hardened himself against him and hath prospered? There is no man that hardens himself against God that will prosper. If you harden you're not going to prosper spiritually. You see wicked all the time out here prospering. But they've got the weakest riches. The strongest riches are the spiritual kind. So you see, Job says that God is mighty in strength. How could man stand before that kind of God? The God that had the authority to say, let there be light. And there was light.
Yes.
The powerful God that made all of the waters in the seas and formed man from the dust of the ground. That God that breathed into that dust that he formed, the breath of life, and said, live. And he lived. That kind of God. How could a man stand before that kind of God?
Yes.
How could the thing that's formed say to God, why did you make me this way? What are you doing, God? Why are you doing it this way? Dust has no ability or authority over the Creator. But Job knew that that dust would stand just before a holy God. But he didn't know how. And he says in verse 32 of chapter
9.
He's still wondering how that a man can be just before God. And he says, for he is not a man as I am. For he is not a man as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment. Neither is there any daysman betwixt us that might lay his hand upon both of upon us both.
But if you
madithegwa gi Nyasaye kata mading'ad bura e kindwa kode.
Do you know what a daysman is?
Bung'eyo gima this
a daysman.
A daysman. Gimo odiochieng' en.
Do you know?
Bung'eyo.
A daysman is a mediator.
Eh, dano mo odiochieng' en jal ma jang'ad bura, jaken kwe.
He's a person that you go to to decide a case. Kind of like a judge. But really more like a lawyer. Yes. In those days, the daysman would put his hand on the head of one and the other one, and he would declare his judgment. And that man had to be a peer of both parties so that he could understand their case. Couldn't be a stranger. Needed to be someone who was familiar with both parties. Job said, there's not such a daysman that between God and man. He said, if there was, then he would be able to plead my case. And he knew that there was going to come a daysman. One day, that would be able to do this, to declare a man to stand just before God. Do you understand that Jesus Christ is our daysman? He is both all God and all man. He understands God's case. And he understands our case. And when Jesus Christ hung on the rugged cross, with his arms outstretched, he had one hand on the heavens, up in glory, and one hand on my head. And he's my mediator. And he declared me just before a holy God. He's the daysman that Job was talking about. He's the one that made me just before God. He could understand God's case. And he could identify with mine. Because he was all man and all God. You see that he was made of a woman. Born under the law. To redeem them that were under the law. You're not Jewish, are you? No, but you're under a law. You know what law you're under? The law of sin and death. Do people die in Oyugis? Yes, they die. Why do they die? Because of sin. But you know what? Jesus Christ took care of that. He said the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. He didn't say the law of the Spirit of my works. Or of my prayers. Or of my action. Hath made me free from the law of sin and death. But the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It was that daysman. That mediator. The only mediator between God and man. The man, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
He's the only one that could plead my case and make me right with God. He declared me righteous on the cross.
Amen.
And he showed me that he declared me righteous when he sent his spirit into me and said, live. And he made me a new creature when he born me again of his spirit.
Amen.
And do you know something else? Jesus justified me before God. His blood and grace justified me in God's holy court. And do you know something else? I justify myself by faith and works. When I show to you what God has put in me, when I walk according to my new nature, I manifest that God is in me. So when you see someone praying, and they really mean it, you can be rest assured that that's God's child. When you see someone giving a little cup of water in the name of Christ, you can be rest assured that that's God's man. When you see someone doing good to try to help someone else out of a pure heart, you can say that's God's man. When you see someone helping someone across the street that's old, because they fear for their life, they put their trust in God, and you can say that's God's man. That's what it means to be justified by faith and justified by works. You understand that? The daysman made me right in the eyes of God. And my nature now has changed, and I have two natures. And when I live consistently with my new nature, I'm proving to you that God has worked in me. You got that?
Amen.
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 Let's go and work and do good. Let's work out our own salvation.
Yes.
With fear and trembling. To manifest the love that God's shown to us. Let's justify that God is gracious to us by living according to our new nature. The nature of God. Do you look like your daddy? Do you look like your daddy?
Yeah.
Yes.
I look like my daddy.
Yes.
He's got big ears.
And
a big nose. And big feet. And he was a tall man. I look like my daddy. I bear his characteristics. My mouth sounds like him. The sound of my voice sounds like him. I have the same manners that he did. I think like he did. That's my natural daddy.
Manual.
When you're born of the Spirit of God, you have a new nature. And it's the nature of your heavenly Father. Your heavenly daddy. And when you act consistently with that new nature, you show forth the same characteristics that he is.
Amen.
What is the fruit of the Spirit?
en ang'o en gidele olew mar roho mare en mane
love
en hera
joy
mor
peace
kwe
long suffering
chandruok mochwere
goodness
ber
patience
horuok
charity
chivo yeah
and temperance
kendo bedo ngama ohore mabolore.
When you show those,
kunena mahuduro te,
you looking like your heavenly dad.
Ichalo gi wonu mae polo mae.
Amen. Let's do all that. Let's look like our heavenly Father every day.
We wachalo ka wonu mae polo pile ka pile.
And give him praise that he's our Father.
Wa mi nyinge duong kinde ka kinde.
May the Lord bless you all and all you. May the Lord bless your work here. May the Lord bless you to do good to those children. And may the Lord bless you to teach them and train them in the ways that they should go. Teach them the scriptures. And when you see them that they've exhibit that they're exhibiting the Heavenly Father's character, you show them the right way.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
Bless
you. Amen.
Hey, Lord.
Come on.
Amen.